Om, I shall deliver a short speech on Vedanta today. The term Vedanta is derived from the Sanskrit word vit to know, anta means yen. Thus Vedanta literally signifies end of wisdom. Philosophy is called Vedanta because it explains what that end is and how to achieve it. Vedanta is the religion of the Vedas or the Upanishads. It is the only universal eternal religion. It is the essence of the teaching of the Shrutis. Vedanta is that bold philosophy which teaches unity of life or oneness of consciousness. It is that supreme philosophy which boldly proclaims with emphasis and force that this little jiva or human being is identical with the supreme soul of the eternal. It is a sublime philosophy which elevates the mind at once to the magnanimous heights of Brahmanhood, divine splendor and glory, which makes you absolutely fearless, which destroys all barriers that separate from man, and brings concord, unruffled peace and harmony to the suffering humanity at large. It is the only philosophy that can really unite on the basis of the one common self in all, a Hindu and a Mohammedan, a Catholic and a Protestant, a Vaishnavite and a Saivite, an Irishman and an Englishman, an European and American, on a common platform, and the core of their hearts also. It is only philosophy that, when properly understood and practiced, can put a definite stop to the world war, dissension, splits, communal fights, skirmishes that exist in different nations and communities. Vedanta is a magnetic healing balm for the wounded and the afflicted in the dreadful battlefield of this dire samsara. It is the divine collyrium which removes the cataract of ignorance and gives a new inner eye of intuition or wisdom. It is the direct royal road to the domain of unalloyed felicity and the supreme abode of immortality and eternal bliss. Eradicates ignorance, the root cause of human sufferings, puts an end to the ever revolving wheel of births and deaths, and confers immortality, infinite knowledge and bliss. It gives hope to the hopeless, power to the powerless, vigor to the vigorless, and joy to the joyless. Vedanta speaks of one Atman or Brahman, which is beginningless, endless, timeless, spaceless, immortal, self-luminous, indivisible and all-pervading, and who is such an honor. Vedanta gives freedom to all, it embraces all and includes one and all. Vedanta is neither theory nor dry philosophy for contention and argumentation. It is actual life of perennial bliss in Brahman or truth. Equip yourself with the four means, inquire, who am I? Meditate on Brahman. Know the Lord that, O aspirants bold. Say, Om Tat Sat Om Satchidananda Rupam Rupa Shivoham Shivoham Satchidananda Swarupam Om.